Hunter Bob Ferris becomes a dog breeder and tells us some of the steps he used to achieve that goal. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I looked at the situation. That's why I kept a male out of my first two breedings. And every breeding I did, I kept two females. I learned how to train for NAVDA test, which is a versatile test for versatile hunting dogs. And next thing you know, I apprenticed to become a NAVDA judge. And I judged NAVDA tests for 25 years. Just learned a lot about dogs. Eventually, I started raising more and more dogs, and I needed to get information out to all my customers rather than sit and tell them how to raise a puppy and how to train a puppy and what were the steps and at what age they should do these steps. I ended up writing a book. So I send that book off with all my new puppy owners, and it pretty much has a schedule in it, what to do at 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, clear to their year old, and it instructions as to how to get a dog pointing, how to get a dog retrieving, how to force retrieve a dog so it delivers birds to hand. Just all of the things that I felt were important that were missing as far as a versatile dog, one that was a water dog and an upland dog. These dogs are very, very capable of things like shed hunting for horns. So I wrote a chapter on how to train for shed hunting and how to train for blood tracking in case you were an archer and needed a dog to recover big game that you've wounded.
So from waterfowl to big game. That's a pretty talented dog. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.